For the purposes of acquiring liqueurs, I would say yes, I'm adult. Otherwise, not really.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
It's a mindset. Yeah.
Yeah. But with your theory about sharing work stories over beverages in glass containers, I did that in college, and I definitely wasn't an adult then, so I don't think that necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, like my
they
parents
are not
allowed
an equal
me to
relationship.
Use.
I mean, I can remember drinking from glass bottles as far back as childhood.
Yes, exactly.
But did you have work stories then?
I'm pretty sure I did.
You may have
like
just had stories.
Homework. I don't know. Something. Whatever. But, you know, we might as well start episode 121 now.
That's a great idea.
Other than later. So, yeah. Joel, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. And you get to be a gerbils a little bit for a slightly new format. More so, I'm not just going to read the news anymore. Now there's forced participation. Okay. So I came up with creative ways to make you guys
sweet
care.
I heard about a kind of cool thing today.
We'll start with that first, because I only have time, I only have a few things, so there's actually, jump in.
I forget what it's called, but it is a social media app that allows you to know where people you don't want to be around are, so that you can avoid them.
So it's basically the reverse of the Where Are My Friends app?
Yes.
How does it know who my enemies are?
Well, this is what I think so odd about it, is that you still have to connect to them through Facebook and Foursquare and all these things so that it can tell you where they are.
So it's not so much who you hate, but it's like, well, I don't really want to see Jim right now, so yeah. He's going on the list.
Yeah, I don't want to bump into these people tonight.
Yeah.
So where are they at? Yeah, let's not go there.
I feel like this would have been very helpful for high schoolers.
Maybe.
Who want to avoid, you know, their special relationship awkwardness.
The thing that really weirds me out about it, though, is that in order to be antisocial, you have to be first
social.
You first have to connect to them. And I just keep thinking, like, well, if you wanted to do that, you wouldn't really need the app and you wouldn't really need Facebook or any technology whatsoever.
Exactly.
You would just have to go,
I'm going to stay home tonight.
These people always go to this bar. Let's drive 30 minutes away to this place that we know we won't bump into people.
Sure.
Do my friends know I have this app?
Maybe.
I mean, because that's the other question is, does it just link through Facebook?
Because Facebook, it always shows, like, these are the apps they're using. Maybe you should try it.
It just uses all the little check-in things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just checked in it.
Because, I mean, I actually use a different app. It's called Twist. And that's more so I am sending an ETA to somebody if I'm meeting them somewhere, or if it's I'm just going to have to work, it'll actually, you know, occasionally send my location to them so they have a relative idea of when I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
So unless the other person is opting into this constantly track me and lowjack me situation without checking in already, I'd imagine how it would be very hit or miss. Like, oh, damn it, I didn't want to see Jake today. What the fuck? He's right there.
Yeah. It just seems like an awful lot of work to avoid people when avoiding people seems like a really easy thing to do.
Just stay at home and drink things out of glass containers.
And talk about work.
Well, yeah.
Think about how many restaurants and bars there are out there. And, you know, like, people generally go to their geographic location.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, like, if you lived in, I don't know, Burnsville, you're probably not driving to Uptown to hang out. Right? You might, but it wouldn't be a daily thing.
Right.
Like, you're going to go hang out where you work or where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that about people, it's not hard to go, oh, you know what? They always hang out in Northeast. I'm not going to Northeast tonight.
Sure.
I think I'm going to go out to Minnetonka and find a restaurant and whatever. I'll go out to Hopkins. I'll go out to...
Yeah.
There are enough places to go. Or you can gauge, like, people's spending willingness and just be like, oh, you know what? A bunch of cheapskates. I'm just going to go to the most expensive place I can tonight. Not going to bump into them. It'll be totally fine.
There you go.
It makes sense.
And it doesn't require work.
Yeah.
That's true.
It requires knowledge, but no work.
Yeah. And you don't have to be like, hey, I really like to connect to you through Facebook and Foursquare and all these other things. Yeah.
So I can avoid you.
Well, so then I feel like you could use that if you connected to that, you know, a horrible service provider 8 years ago. You could say, you know,
but I just want to connect to
Tina,
them.
You know, oh, she hangs out at this bar. Let's go somewhere else.
But then you would just be like, no, I don't want to friend that person. Like, it seems like the world's biggest dick tease. Hey, want to be my friend? He'll never know. Thanks. Now I never have to see you. Ha ha ha.
Take that, Tina.
Such a weird thing.
It is a very weird thing. It's a lazy thing, too.
Yeah.
It's an overworked lazy option. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must first engage in social media to not hate you socially.
I mean, everyone's always wanted to hate books, so.
Yeah.
But one of the first stories I have, according to The Guardian, the Office of National Statistics of the UK has recently added video streaming services, including Netflix and Amazon Prime, to its shopping basket. And the shopping basket is what they call, it offers a snapshot of changing spending habits and lifestyles in order to track inflation in the Queen's realm.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the article goes on to say that UK inflation has been falling in recent months and fell below the Bank of England's 2% target for the first time in 4 years in January. Good for them. So they get to shop a little bit more. And so what I did is, alongside video streaming services, I went through the list of items that were either added to or dropped from the 2014 shopping basket of the Office of National Statistics.
Okay.
So I came up with a little game for this.
Is this added or dropped?
Added, dropped, or if it's something I made up.
Okay.
Do we need buzzer sounds?
No, I'm gonna go around and...
Okay.
So that way it's like, oh, I'm wrong. And, oh, you're stupid. What? Something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep track for my own fun.
Okay. And this is all of things in the UK?
Consumer product services.
From UK buyers, correct?
Yeah, for UK buyers.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so this... You know,
really the question that I have to face is not for all consumers, but UK consumers. What would a Scottish person add, remove?
No, this is according to the Office of National Statistics.
Yeah.
Can't say that word tonight. Okay, so the first one. Honey. Was it added, dropped, or was it something I made up?
Can anybody answer?
Oh no, I'm gonna go along the line. So if anyone has anyone can chip in, whatever.
This one's hard since it's the first one, so I don't know what the other trend, you know, which way it's gonna go.
Can you look at it from the perspective of would tracking this allow you to determine if inflation is increasing or decreasing? From their perspective,
I would think that they would have added it.
I'm going with added.
Then Adam swallows and
dropped.
It was added.
Oh,
totally makes sense.
Totally makes sense. Okay,
honey's getting expensive. If people are buying a lot of it,
keeps things tracked.
Those missing bees.
Yeah.
Okay. Automatic drive-through car wash.
Dan made that up.
Yeah, I'm thinking Dan made that up.
I'm going to say that was added.
Removed. Nobody gets a point for that one. Wow. I'm giving myself a point for that one. Wild bird seed.
I'm going with added.
I'm sticking with Dan made up.
Dan made it up.
Added.
Wow.
Public transportation fare.
Added.
Fair, F-A-R-E or F-A-I-R?
Fair, the money used to...
Okay, all right. I think I'm going to say removed.
I'm going with removed because they already have a high base of that.
And it's fake!
Oh.
Give myself another point.
Nice one.
Hardwood flooring.
Added, I'm going to say.
I think.
Sounds like a
removed.
Tricky thing.
I'm going to go with Dan.
It was removed. Maya is on a hot streak.
Man.
Let's see. Sports venue tickets.
Added.
Added.
I think you made it up.
I made it up.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Adam's on the board.
Finally.
I don't like this game.
Canvas shoes.
What?
Canvas
shoes. I like the Toms.
Chuck Taylors.
Toms and Chucks.
I'm Dan made it up.
I'm doing Dan.
I'll say dropped.
Added.
Oh, man.
What the hell?
I know, right?
I'm terrible at
this. That's why I love this game.
What kind of impact could canvas shoes possibly have?
It's they're slightly cheaper, I imagine, so maybe they're selling more.
But they're not. Like, a pair of Chuck Taylors is like $50-$60.
Well, Toms.
Toms are still that expensive.
Are they?
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck them. I don't know.
The only way, you know, you could think of a Toms as being cheaper is, in theory, half of that is going towards...
another pair of shoes for somebody.
Yeah, somewhere. Except they've kind of proven that they
don't.
They don't do that.
They don't do that to the extent that they say.
Yeah.
They give them crappy shoes.
Go figure.
Okay, here we go. Takeaway coffee.
Takeaway coffee?
Mm-hmm. Added.
Like you go into Starbucks?
Yeah.
I'll say added.
I kind of feel like that would be on the list already. I don't feel like that would be new.
So
I'm going to, I guess I have to say fake.
It was removed, actually.
Okay.
Well, that was how I did the public transit logic.
Yeah. Because that's why I say it's either added, removed, or I made it up and it could be on the list.
Yeah.
Let's see. Gardener's fees.
Fake.
I just want to say added because that... you know, it's significant enough now that we need to keep track of it.
I mean, gardening is very popular in the UK. But no, I'm sticking with fake.
Just so somebody gets a point, I'll go with removed.
It was removed.
My.
Flavored milk.
Dan made that up.
I think I'll stick with fake.
Removed.
Added.
What?
Oh my God. Those...
it costs the same as regular milk.
Except they have all of those rules on what fake ingredients you can put in stuff.
What?
Like no red number 5.
I think this whole thing is made up.
Oh, I picked it based on the canvas shoes was in the headlines. Like, okay, I have to find out what's going on here. Airfare.
Added?
Oh, boy.
Removed.
I mean, it's another one of those where I feel like it would already be on the list.
Yeah. Fake?
Yeah, fake.
It's fake.
Yeah. Got it.
I accidentally doubled back by adding public transportation fare afterward and messed around with it. Tufted carpet, T-U-F-T-E-D, carpet, minimum 80% wool.
I'm going to go with added.
I think we're past that trend. We're removed.
Added.
Added for specificity. They wanted to make sure they kept track of the different types of carpeting. Wallpaper paste.
Wallpaper. I feel like removed. Who wallpapers anymore?
Dan made it up because all of the wallpaper already comes pre-pasted.
I don't think that's true.
Removed.
It was removed.
Yeah.
And mixer drinks.
There's no way that could have been removed.
I'm saying fake.
I'm gonna say fake too.
Added. Maya swept it with 6. Joel, you got 4. Adam, you got 3, and I got 4 or more. I don't know if I counted all of them.
Can I carry over these 6 points for my handicap on any future games? Including
I was thinking, depending on how the rest of these play out, it could be a fun way to add bonuses and other things to it. So it's realistically, they were tracking a lot of... they needed specificity, so they removed tufted carpets, and they added a man-made carpet and a mostly wool carpet, so they had to break crap up and futz around with that. They said that people are getting more convenient stuff like flavored milk over coffee. So coffee was removed, but just kind of grab and go milk was added.
Okay.
Automatic drive-through car wash. More people are washing their cars at home. So they had, it's more manual than automatic. Huh. And wallpaper paste and hardwood flooring. People aren't really doing as much to their homes recently.
Well, and I think more people are inclined to paint a wall anymore than to hang wallpaper.
Which exactly.
Which is a pain in the butt, and it peels, and it's almost always atrocious looking.
Yeah. So there was rhyme and reason to the madness of canvas shoes. But I'm excited for this next one, because yeah. In the horrific Hollywood mashup of the name of a movie about robots who opt to kill, yeah. combined with the creepily sterile look of the future as displayed in Demolition Man, comes the iRobot Ava 500 telepresence. So this... Just wait. Okay. I have photos as well. This $7,000 behemoth, which from display... pardon me. So it costs $70,000. Big thing. It displays, it's like a webcam with a TV on there, and it's about 5'6" tall, and it's basically a mobile webcam. Like, giant, I don't have to be there, so I'm going to send my robot to go and just visit the office for me, webcam. $70,000. Let's see. It allows you to stream yourself to remote work sites pre-equipped with the Ava, schedule its self-navigating motors and perimeter detection to arrive at the intended conference room, and then drive itself back to its charging station to wait for its next outing. I have a picture of this thing to show you.
Can criminals in Minneapolis punch it to steal its iPad?
No.
Okay.
So here's the creepy caller monster. $70,000 so that you don't have to go
That's
on that trip.
Horrible. That looks like the robot from the Rocky movie.
It looks like
a little bit.
It looks like a Dalek made by Samsung.
Yeah, it is very streamlined.
So does it only stay in my office, where then people know that I'm hiding in my cubicle?
Well, it's not that it'd be like you work in New York and you don't have the money to fly out to California, but you have the money to waste on buying one of these things, plus the internet speed that it would need to support the actual transport through the office. So
wouldn't you just turn that on all the time to say things like, let me out of the closet? It's dark in here.
And realistically, how long is it going to be until everyone just kind of takes over? You know, everyone just has their own one of those. They don't have to go anywhere anymore.
Well, and the really important question.
You could use it
question,
for with your app for avoiding people.
Well, and I want to ask the obvious question, which is, can you get a weaponized version?
We are going to get to that in just a second. I have just a few more weird factoids about this thing.
Right.
So they released a promotional video full of serene business folks in meetings and standing in the hallways, ignoring this freaky column moving by as if it's normal, you know, happens every day sort of thing.
Exterminate.
And, though it's really great in one of the clips. They're in a meeting, and this guy's back is faced to it, and he turns around, and he does do that half, like, oh my god, leap. And then he's like, hello. Glad you made it. But one thing that they quoted as a feature of this is polynomic mobility, allowing it to move just like a human would. Though it really just looks like a Roomba that's just kind of like...
Yeah, that doesn't look like it'll go up and downstairs.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, what's it, the big... walkie thing in RoboCop. What's that called?
The Ed.
Yeah, the Ed. It's just like it can't do stairs. Cannot do stairs.
Can it push the button on the elevator?
No, it does not have any
arms.
So
how is it supposed to get up and down? How can I send it to the Willis Tower and go up to the 110th floor?
It'd either need an assistant or it'd have to already exist on that floor.
So what if my office moves to the 99th floor?
Then hopefully they'll take the system with them. Optimistically. So the other thing that the promotional video is missing is the column sneaking up on people, freaking them out, and then them smacking it and running away in terror, which is exactly what I would do. But I think this robot needs more features like what Joel was talking about for a dystopic future name and appearance. So I want to know what other features this murder robot needs. Because, I mean, it doesn't have arms, which is a good point.
So do we know how much this thing costs?
$70,000. $69,500, Bob.
So for an extra $500, what do we want to add on?
Obviously, it needs...
No, what's it missing? What's the elite package going to get once they come out with a new version?
Obviously, it needs a death ray and a plunger. That's all it really needs.
You know, I'm going to channel humanity and human nature. And I'm going to see it needs more cameras and more displays in more places. Because ultimately, this device is all going to be used for the dirtiest of purposes. Like, this is just going to take Snapchat to a whole new level.
See, I was thinking the alternative where somebody could be in an office and then, you know, the big boss man's on the screen. Somebody comes up behind it and air humps the thing. And they can't see it because they don't have a camera back there to know that they have somebody messing with their...
It's valid because that's what people would do.
Yeah, exactly.
It needs a kick me sign.
A little hanger on the back. See, I feel like it needs an arm of some sort because it also showed this column cruising through the hallway. You see the person just kind of like calmly sitting at their desk somewhere else. And then everyone else kind of acknowledges that it can't give it a high five. It can't wave at anybody.
Yeah.
Can't use elevators or stairs.
It have children so it can have office chats? Can we have mini versions to go to like Pee Wee Soccer?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do the 20,000 version, the little... Because then, you know, midgets would be offended that it's...
The mini-me?
Yeah.
You know, for the sake of business, I think it should have some kind of printing device so that you can be like, I'm sending the file over. And out it comes.
Yeah. Here, take this report.
That'd be or like amazing. A projector. So it could like point to the wall and project up whatever you need them to see.
Yeah, so like you could have it like direct feed from your computer.
Yeah.
That and it can also act like a squid in panic and spray ink at people.
Not against it.
I think it needs hyper-realistic human hands.
Well, Adam, we saw those on the robot
creepy
this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It needs
those. So then
it
needs spiral hair, too.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is my problem with it, though. Like, at $70,000, you could instead spend $250,000, and you could get a Curitas, which is a giant you-can-drive-in-it mech.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've seen those.
And it has non-lethal ordnance. It has, like, a BB Gatling gun. It has a water launcher. And
oh, great. Tim's coming to the meeting again.
Like, it tops off at, I think, like 20 miles per hour, so it's not super fast. More but it does enough. Raise and lower. It has a fully functional cockpit that you can drive from. It has the ability to do facial recognition for the pilot so that when you want to fire the weaponry, you can do so by smiling.
I like this idea. Oh, God. And, Jake's dead.
And... You don't have to be in it to pilot it. You can pilot it from your smart device.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, that's what we need.
How tall is it?
It's big.
Like a rough estimate?
It is a mech.
Is it 20 feet? 30 feet?
20.
Okay.
I mean, you definitely have to climb up to get in the cockpit. If you look up Curitas on YouTube, you will be able to see this thing. There is an instructional video that is one of the most magical things I've ever seen on the internet.
Now, I've seen mechs similar to this before. Do the legs actually raise, or is it kind of like a shuffle across
the ground mode? It has wheels.
Oh, it's wheels.
The legs kind of come down to wheels, but they do raise and lower in the sense that...
It's got rollerblades.
The mech body can go up and down.
Okay.
And it's got arms.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So the sweet. Last one I have... According to Adweek, Hulu is launching a new program about a slacker ghost detective who helps spirits resolve unfinished business called Deadbeat.
This sounds a whole lot like...
is it? Yeah. Oh, knee slapper.
I get it. Deadbeat.
It's Ghost good. Whisperer meets Psych.
That's gold.
Meets Pushing Daisies.
Yeah, a little bit. And in an effort to promote this program, Hulu will be posting promotional posts... Posts. To Whisper. Does everyone know what Whisper is? Okay, so basically Whisper is like a pseudo-social site that allows users to pair text secrets, so, you know, typing out a secret of some sort in text form, and then pairing an appropriate graphic behind it so it can convey whatever mood or idea that you want to have convey to people. But it's something with anonymous users So it's like, oh man, hitting that hobo last year with my car was really unfortunate. And then, you know, just a picture of a little sling pack on a road or something. Like,
I don't understand why people want to do these things.
Yeah, it's. I know that
it seems like a lot of work to be antisocial.
It's kind of like post-secret. I know that that was something that a lot of colleges had Facebook pages for.
Well, post-secret still exists. It's the largest ad-free website.
So it's that, but electronic.
Like, well, because post-secret did launch the post-secret community, which was essentially the app for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it tagged locations so you could not know who posts, you know, who.
But you'd have region.
You would know, oh, this is somebody in my address, so it's somebody in my building or that. But that was still the creative side of post-secret, where people were still doing the postcard.
Yeah, they were still making it, where now this is just find a picture, write the text, layer it, send it out into the world.
Isn't it just going to be people making crap up?
Yeah, I imagine that.
Isn't
that's
it just
going
to be any of the other memes out there?
It could be, but I mean, people are trying to use it legitimately at this point, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And the fact that Deadbeat is the first program to use Whisper as a promotional tool, but all posts will have the Deadbeat logo in the corner. So,
weird.
But what I was thinking is other people could or should make them up, and I was thinking other TV shows, much like this Deadbeat one, could. And I actually came up with a hypothetical one, see if anyone else can come up with one. Mine for a Full House. It'd be a shot of Kimmy Gibbler coming through the door of the Tanner abode from the outside, though, and just the text would say, "No one will find the bodies in the cellar if I never go back home." So I went really dark with mine, but I wasn't sure if there are any other TV shows that you'd think there would be a good secret / graphic pairing. I'll pull up an example so that we also have.
I'm gonna have to see one of these.
Oh, to promote through this Whisper thing?
Yeah, to promote another TV show through this odd concept. Let's see, Whisper. Whisper app, why not? Should be photos. Images. And I mean, everyone's talking about how could it really be anonymous? Oh, and that's not a good picture. I'm trying to okay, so I just found one, and it's actually just the Whisper logo. Whisper knows me better than anyone, including my family and friends. So it's just
great sex.
So it's really basic. It's just text layered on top of a photo of some sort of applicable something or other. So I went with dark serial killer Kimmy Gibbler, but I wasn't sure if anyone else had any gold nuggets. Or anything that anyone's watching recently that could be spitballed upon for a second and a half.
I would go with, I was almost better than the movies. And it would be a screenshot from Clone Wars.
Just Obi-Wan looking sad. Yeah. Perhaps.
And it was. It almost was. I never watched it back in the day, and they have it on Netflix now.
Yeah.
And I started watching it, and I was like, this is actually better than those movies were. This is pretty legit. And then I hit the string of Jar Jar Binks episodes and was like, oh, no, it's not.
Found them.
Damn it.
Ruined.
So I thought we'd spitball on that, yeah, but it could be something that maybe takes a little more thinking power.
Well, with House of Cards, I feel like it's too easy.
Well, I feel like people have already started to do this in their own way without the Whisper
memes
app.
And
well, not just memes, but like White Collar. It finished season 5.
Yep.
Like a month and a half, 2 months ago. And USA has not released whether or not it will be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of the cast members are getting a little anxious because they've all committed that they would finish out the series.
Sure.
So they can't go look for new work until they find out.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have taken it upon themselves to take screen caps from various episodes and layer in their own word bubbles of the characters interacting to discuss the lack of certainty in the future.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like people have already done it to promote shows. You know,
this would just be the first time through
through an actual
app of,
well, an app or through the actual creative team as opposed to the user.
Yeah, the homegrown.
And I don't know if a picture, unless it's actually related to the episode,
mm-hmm.
would really promote it and make you think of that program or the TV show, as opposed to taking those stills from iconic episodes or images. Because otherwise you go, what does this have to do with anything?
True. It was a thought. Yeah. It's more so the absurdity of them promoting Deadbeat. But, you know, that's actually a good time for us to take a break and come back and play a game of sorts.
Woohoo!
So we'll do that.
Yes, we will.
Hello, listeners. This is Dan Whalen. Thank you very much for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 121, which Adam Erdman and I taped on March 18th, 2014, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with our guests Joel Vollmer and Mai Preble. We had a really great time. We tried the new format, as you kind of heard a little bit, trying to make a little bit more Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me-ish, or something of the like, where it's more involvement rather than Dan reads the news, people react, and then we move on. So, hope you enjoyed that. We're going to try that one more time, see if we can get that to streamline a little bit. I know that this week is a little, a lot of pressure and a little amount of time to be creative. So, we'll see. But we wanted to try something new. Other than that, coming up, we're trying a new game that was introduced to us by Dan Scarup, who's one of the guests that we've had on the show before. And with that, it's the Lifetime Movie Game. The way that he described it to us is that you pull up Lifetime Movies online and you just find the description of a movie and you have people guess the title or come up with titles or vice versa. You can also give people the title and have them come up with the movie. We went with the route where the description was given and then we tried to come up with movie names. But again, we were trying to be really creative, so I'm going to overlay a little bit of music in the background just so that there's something to listen to in the dead moments of all of us trying to contemplate at the exact same time. So we'll work on that. But before we get to all of that, a couple of plugs that we need to fire through. BufferingPodcast.com. Photos, articles, archives of both episodes and all of our bonus tracks like mic checks and all of that fun stuff. BufferingPodcast.com. Online, you can also find us on iTunes. Search for Buffering Podcast or my name or Adam's name or any of our guests' names, past or present. Stitcher Smart Radio, Stitcher.com, or the Stitcher Smart Radio app in your iOS, Android, or Kindle Fire app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And you can also find the Buffering Podcast on social media for Facebook. We're Facebook.com/Buffering Podcast. And then for Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast. So on there, follow us to get information about the show, upcoming guests, photos, release dates, all that fun stuff. Check that out. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for making it through 121 episodes with us, and let's see how many more we'll get through of this. So, again, thank you very much, and enjoy the Lifetime Movie Game Show. Borderline Murder. That's probably nothing to do with the movie.
Mm-hmm. I like this. Let's.
We'll just jump right
in. Let's jump in here,
and
yes.
we'll just peruse the list of currently available movies on Lifetime. Yes.
I feel like this game could also go wonderfully well if you had to use other Hollywood hits as the movie title.
Oh, well, ooh. I think we should leave that.
No, we can leave it how it is.
We'll be creative today.
Yeah, how about bonus points if you're able to do that?
Link if you can it, tie it in.
Yeah, link it if to a can, Hollywood title.
Or if you can use a different an actual title.
Right.
Yeah, like a real Hollywood title as
But it'll be style points, so
yes.
You have to do really well. Okay, so the first one I have, and all of these are on the Lifetime app, because
oh, yes.
Why not?
And so he's going to read a description of a movie that was produced by Lifetime Network, and then we are going to give the movie a name.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Like, yes, but
contextualizing for those at home.
Okay.
Yes, for the
now that we've right. started.
Okay.
So here's one. A young woman meets the man of her dreams, only to find out that he's about to marry another woman. Her obsession with him leads her from intrigue to murder.
Mormons.
If I go off Mayanna's rule, I would just go with Fatal Attraction.
There you go. Mortal Mormons. That's maybe that. Maybe.
Yeah, but Mormons would be into it.
Hmm.
That's an affair to remember.
Slaughtering my sister.
Yeah, brings it in the family. This was The Deadly Look of Love.
Okay.
Ooh, here we go. I basically, it just has a still plus the title. So I'm going based on how scared or angry the woman in the photo looks to pick these. An FBI agent discovers the ultimate cover-up when investigating the mysterious murders of top executives who were all killed at exactly 10:44 p.m.
I feel like, given the titles that Lifetime has been using, it is probably named 10:44.
You're not far off. Because in cop lingo, what would 10:44 be for all of them? I'm going to give this one away.
Not yet.
It would be their dead time.
I like that. Dead time.
Dead time.
Maybe if they're all in hotels.
Yeah.
It's your dead time.
Oh, time of death?
That's all it is.
Or TOD.
That's what it is?
It's time of death.
Okay. I was...
Boom.
I was about to go somewhere with board members, like, I don't know.
Oh, I like this one just by its name.
Dismembered board members.
Yeah.
Sisters Eleanor and Marianne are forced to make it on their own when their father loses the family fortune.
Gone with the Wind?
Broke Girls?
Two Broke Girls.
Spoiled and Poor.
This actually still technically fits in with Mayanna's rule. Sense, as in S-C-E-N-T-S, sense and sensibility.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right.
Did a good job with that one.
All right.
Wow.
Ooh. When a woman sneaks away to visit her dying grandmother across the country, she returns into the clutches of her troubled brother. And it looks like the girl from Seventh Heaven.
I'm going to call it Middle the girl. Lannisters.
Family Grasp.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
It's no brother of mine. Ooh. These all they all look so sad and so scared.
Where's the comedy?
Oh, we can't sort it.
It's all mixed in.
Some of these are. Some of these are teens. Some of these are true crime.
Some of these are tearjerkers.
It's just the only context is these are all movies that are available on Lifetime. I think on the app, I might be able to watch this right now if I wanted to.
Oh, that's not.
No, that's not how we did. Okay, when Emma's imaginary friend from her traumatic childhood reappears, she takes drastic measures to free herself from her imaginary friend and to save her marriage.
What?
Yeah, one more time for fun.
Oh, my God.
When Emma's imaginary friend from her traumatic childhood reappears, she takes drastic measures to free herself of her imaginary friend and to save her marriage.
Why doesn't she just call Foster's home for imaginary friends and send them there?
Maybe this imaginary friend kills people? I don't know. She looks really scared.
The return of Mr. Binks.
It's just too painful.
Can we go with the return of Chucky?
Here's how creative they are over at Lifetime. Imaginary friend.
Of course.
That's it?
That's what it's called.
All right.
How is this network still... How is it surviving?
I don't
understand. I mean, this means people are watching these and thinking like, yes, that was really good. I can't wait for the next one.
Or have they made their living following like sci-fi movie logic where they're just so horrible they know people are going to tune in to make fun of the Sharknado?
Well, I think they have figured out a swath of a demographic that they
battered
clearly
women.
clearly
can exploit to the max, and it seems to be working out for them.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I have the next one, and I have a good answer for it too. A woman and her husband's mistress join together to fight their common foe. Personally, I'd name this 3 to Tango.
Okay, using Mai's rule, 3 the hard way.
Ah. 3's company.
Does it... What's the setting? Does it say anything about setting?
The woman is sitting on a leather couch in a brown room.
Okay.
She's wearing red.
Well, my...
Lady in red.
My answer would be foreign affairs.
And they went with all the good ones are married.
But I thought the implication was that the husband's the foe.
I would imagine so.
So he's not a good one.
Oh, I took it that all 3 of them were ganging up against a common foe.
Oh, no, just the woman and her husband's mistress.
I thought it was the woman, her husband, and the mistress team up to take on a... Okay.
I assume it's both ladies taking on the man.
Then definitely 3 the hard way.
Patty becomes a big-time money courier for the family, but soon is disenchanted with the mob and wants to get out. And it's that lady from Charmed.
Money Runner. Because it has a nice ring to it.
The family business.
All in the family.
I got nothing.
Yeah. I don't know about this one either.
Wise Gal.
Oh, dear God.
Ha. Okay.
Ooh. I like this title. Huh. When Jay stumbles into Charlotte's office with amnesia, they fall in love. Things take an unexpected turn when his wife shows up, followed by wife number 2. This is definitely a comedy, I can tell. God. Like banana peels on the floor. Yeah. Starring Molly Ringwald, by the way.
Wow.
I'll go for a few style points here and say forgetting Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Can we just go give Molly Ringwald some credit and do The Breakfast Club? Or how about The Spousal Club?
The Bed in Breakfast Club?
16 head injuries.
I like that one. Anything, Joel?
I got The Lifetime is sucking my will to live.
Because this one, I feel like hearing the title, you wouldn't know what happens in the movie. The Wives He Forgot.
That sounds like a completely different movie to me.
And I'm picking the ones that just the name is horrible. Newlyweds Lindsay and Trevor are on a cruise ship for their honeymoon. After a night of wild partying, Trevor goes missing and the FBI agents suspect foul play.
Man Overboard.
Das Boot.
The Poop Deck. For no reason at all, aside from boat.
Boat.
Yeah, just boat.
Thanks, Lifetime.
Honeymoon cruise.
Not far off, actually.
Sea of Love.
Deadly Honeymoon.
Oh, God.
But that implies that he's actually dead. The synopsis is just that he's missing.
This just has me wondering what the suicide rate for Lifetime employees is.
Yeah, they're all cashing those checks.
Oh, we've got to make what? Oh, God.
Okay. Ooh. Detective Cooper suspects a crime novelist may have killed his protege in order to gain inspiration for his book. So this sound, that sounds
that
like
sounds
a
like
psych
Castle.
Episode.
Yeah.
Penned in Blood.
Castle, Psych, and Murder, She Wrote rolled into one. Castle, She Wrote, Psych. That's my title.
I'm sticking with Penned in Blood.
How about Deadbeats?
Presumed Dead. There's a...
Nope, Joel's is better.
Yeah.
I would tune into Joel's movie.
You would tune into Penned in Blood?
As long as it has like Penn and Teller in it.
And as long as the cover kind of looked like the castle logo.
Hmm. A woman who escaped a polygamous sect must return to rescue her daughter.
Do we know the daughter's name?
Nope.
I'll go for style points. Rome.
Yeah.
Taken.
That'd be good. The Master.
Xena, Warrior Princess.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ooh. In God's Country. I have to know the synopsis. Ooh, okay, I already like this. Without her insulin, a diabetic teenager doesn't have much time to live, and it's up to Agent Megan Saunders to save her when she gets kidnapped by a deranged gunman.
I'm raising my hand.
Go ahead.
Sugar Rush.
Ooh.
Not Candy Crush?
No, not Candy Crush. Am I right? Did I win? Or and by win, I mean lose horribly.
Deadly Sweet.
Sugar and Spice would be another name. Not the name, though. Anything, Joel?
Nothing I like.
12 Hours to Live.
Oh, God.
Nah.
I feel like every single Lifetime thing that we're coming across should end with wah,
wah. Yep.
Ooh. A couple whose marriage is still recovering from his infidelity years ago gets introduced to an attractive woman who moves onto their block.
Three's Company.
And all these movies are like perfectly an hour and a half. Like it's an hour 29.
I bet this is called like The Neighbor.
You are so close.
The Girl Next Door.
Style points there.
Kitty Corner.
Ah. It was The Perfect Neighbor.
Oh, my.
Let's see. How about this one?
That sounds like a tearjerker.
Yes. Christy, spelled with an I, to be specific, Christy's husband turns up dead.
Sierra K.
Pardon me?
Christy.
Okay.
No, I want to know if it's a C or a K at the
start. K. Starts with K. Christy's husband turns up dead after casually agreeing with Shauna, her neighbor, to kill each other's husbands.
So Christy and Shauna agree to kill each other's husbands?
And then one of them dies.
Or did...
It turns up dead.
Style points. Deal or no deal.
Or did Christy's husband talk to Shauna and they both agreed to kill each other's husband, so does Christy's husband have a guy on the side?
That's a really weird title.
That's not my title. I'm just trying to figure out who agreed to do what.
I'm pretty sure Shauna killed Christy's husband and then Christy didn't follow through. And then the name really says it all.
You killed my husband.
Double cross. Kazoon tight. Ah. Oh, other things processing. Let's do two more. A hostage negotiator. They have really bad margins on this stupid thing.
Mm.
A hostage negotiator removes herself from service when a crisis she's handling goes wrong, but she's called back into action when her own sister becomes a hostage.
The Negotiator.
Yep, style points there.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one's shorter. Hour and 26 minutes. Anything else?
I'm going to go with Sister Act.
hostage sisteration.
I got
hostage
you.
Situation, yeah. But hostage sisteration.
Crisis point.
Hmm. Cry-sister point.
That's better. Yeah. Okay, we'll do this one. We'll be good. Whoa, hey. A wheelchair-bound singer goes on a road trip to Memphis so that she can reunite with the son she had to give up after the accident that made her paraplegic. Starring Renee Zellweger.
That's a mouthful. That's not my title, by the way.
Okay, so... she gave up her son because
she had the son, then she had an accident that made her sent her to the wheelchair, and based on her inability to take care of herself and her son, she gave up her son. But now she's a musician, and she's going to go to Memphis to find the kid that she had to give up. So it's kind of like that new Judi Dench movie, but not British, and with wheelchairs. Yeah, that one. And my suggestion would be, it's like that movie with Judi Dench,
but
with wheelchairs and Memphis.
Walking in Memphis.
Ooh. I'm surprised they didn't do that, just to... Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going for style points. Mother Ball.
I do not know, though.
So Murder Ball is the documentary about...
Oh, yeah. Mother Ball. That makes sense. I gotcha. Yeah.
I'm just... All I can think of is the actual movie title, Memphis Belle.
My Own Love Song. Ugh. Yeah, and Renee Zellweger is making that Renee Zellweger face. So, you know it's a hit.
Yeah.
But that'll be enough of that game a little bit. But Joel, do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter to plug?
That'd be
21st or on?
Nothing too much. I know in April there's going to be Spring Con, and there's going to be a Minneapolis Comic Con. So I've got a couple conventions coming up that I'll be selling stuff at. Can check out my stuff at Redbubble. I think I'm in there under Jay Vollmer.
Okay.
T-shirts, smart device cases, mm-hmm. stickers, all sorts of stuff feature my illustration. And the two books I'm working on for Bellwether Media, one is The Attack on Pearl Harbor, and the other is Apollo 13.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. And then do you still do, you had a Tumblr going for a while, or...
I have presences on Blogspot and Twitter and WordPress. So joelvollmer.wordpress.com, joelvollmer.blogspot.com. Basically, if you type my name in...
things will come up.
Google's will bring you a lot of Joel Vollmer content.
There we go.
And everything is linked to each other, so easy.
You'll
to
find it somewhere.
Point A to point B, yeah.
Sweet. It's like an internet...
Of Joel.
Yeah, I've been very clever about how I brand myself online. I just put my name on everything. And
It's the Joel Vernet, if you will.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Maya, how about you?
I don't have anything happening except for this new job. So, if our listeners want to suggest any new apps that I could
smartphone land.
I am smart, and I wonder if my device is smarter than I am. So if they have app suggestions, hit me up on Twitter, T4YT4M, and let me know what your favorite app that's actually useful and not Candy Crush is.
I'm with you on the not Candy Crush front. Cripes.
Ditto.
Ugh. Okay. So the first and foremost thing that I would like to plug, if you've covered...
I am done.
Okay. So the first thing I would like to plug is... Cosmos. They just started it up, and it's hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. My brother-in-law, Zach, worked on the show. He was...
I did not know that.
You can see his name in the credits.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing show. It's really well done. It's a, it's a new version of the original... Cosmos that came out back in the 70s, 80s.
The one that most was watched in high school science or middle school science.
Yes, that was hosted by Carl Sagan. Now you've got Neil deGrasse Tyson, and they just had episode 2 on Sunday, so you should definitely tune in and watch on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on Fox.
Does Neil say billions and billions?
No.
Billions.
He doesn't, but he says other things that will literally...
And then it's also, on National Geographic the next day or something?
Yes, yep. It's incredible. Like, this past week they were talking about evolution and different species and how how we've evolved and what life is like on other potential planets. And
cool. Did they cover how we used to ride dinosaurs and what that was like?
How Jesus rode dinosaurs?
Yeah,
of course.
The only thing that could make this better is if David Attenbaum narrated.
Edinburgh, you mean?
Whatever his name is, that British man.
Dave.
That'd be amazing.
Dave guy, whoever.
That would be pretty cool. But
who did Planet Earth?
Oh, yeah.
And all other nature specials?
Yeah, all the nature specials. David Attenborough. But Neil deGrasse Tyson does an amazing job.
Yeah, he's...
I'm not knocking him, but I want Dave, the narrator, to just narrate all science-y things for me.
I'll take Neil. This production of Cosmos is...
Well, they have it on Hulu, so I haven't watched it yet, but it is in my queue, so it's on the list of things that I want to watch.
Move it up on the list.
Okay.
I would highly recommend
it. Let's move
it. And at the same time, go check out the research that Bicep in the South Pole did, because it ties into all the Cosmos stuff about the Big Bang.
Did you see the video of the guy when he found out that they did that?
Yep.
That was wonderful.
It was adorable. So everyone go see what Bicep just did. BICEP. It's a big satellite dish that's in the South Pole that uncovered a lot of big Cosmos stuff, and it's unfortunate that Cosmos isn't taped episodically versus the whole blast at once. Because
you're using a lot of good words hidden in there, Dan.
Oh yeah,
bigs and bangs.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You have any other big banging things going on, Adam?
I guess that's it. You can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN, and we'll leave it at that for now, I suppose. Dan, what do you have?
Friday or thereafter. I don't know. I'm trying to get caught up on movies now, and I know that there's all those Oscar movies to go see, but I'm excited to see the Wes Anderson film, so I'm going to be looking into a lot of that. Oh, you know what? This is exclusively for people who are in New York or visiting New York between now and mid-April, it looks like. There's some cool interactive art going on at the Madison Square Park, where they have a bunch of infinity tunnels, which they built these replicas of water towers with a mirror on top and then a two-way mirror on the bottom. So you go in, you look under, beneath it, up, and then it reflects the mirrors back and forth, and you can see through one of them. And they have some neon designs in there. So it has these reflecting infinity designs going into the blackness. And
it's kind
of
cool.
I have a brochure if you guys want to see a demo of one of them. I posted a picture of Angie and my cousin kind of staring up into an abyss. But it's just a cool concept, and it's almost one of those things where I keep looking at it and keep thinking about it. It's like, you know, manufacturing something like that just for your apartment, for your ceiling, would be really fun. I'm actually kind of hell-bent on doing that someday.
Yeah, that looks really cool. Yeah, it literally is just a little water tower like you would see on top of a building. And
it's a little art installation. There are three of them, a couple different designs, a couple different concepts. It's very interesting. So it's going on through mid-April, Madison Square Park, New York City. Yeah. New York. I don't think there's really anything else going on right now, so I will say follow me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. So, Joel, Mai, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
And we will be back next time for episode 122.
Hooray!
Woo!
Goodbye.